messages yet. And we can trim that in Facebook.
Okay. We're good, Chris. I mean, to Tony.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Playing the intro now.
Good morning. Pat Ziemer here with MagnaWave for the MagnaWave office hours. We come to you every Tuesday morning, most of the time, to answer your questions about MagnaWave, PEMF and wellness, machines, training, whatever your questions may be with regard to PEMF and wellness, we're here to answer your questions. So if you have a question, please post it in the Facebook chat box or on YouTube. You can use the thread or the chat box on YouTube as well. We're all also broadcasting on Livecast and on not Livecast, Castbox this morning. It's kind of a radio application. So we welcome those who are listening on Castbox. If you have a question, just put it in the chat box on Castbox as well, and I'd be happy to answer those questions. Also, if you'd like to talk with me, if you have a question you want to ask and talk with me on the phone, text your number to 502-599-9722, and I will give you a call back, and we can have a conversation, or I would be happy to answer your questions. So to that end, what's going to happen is everybody who talks with me today will be entered into a contest or be entered for the drawing for a gift bag. It's a MagnaWave bag. Got some neat stuff in here. What kind of do they get? A drink bottle that's insulated. We got one of the MagnaWave shirts here. Let's see. It's got this kind of graphic on the back. Drug-free pain relief. That'll be part of the bag. We have a MagnaCon t-shirt. There will be news and views. Here we've got, let's see, what is this? A plug to charge your phone with the MagnaWave on it. That's pretty cool. And a little flashlight, little digital flashlight, or not digital, but little LED flashlight. Another hoodie from with MagnaWave logos and information on it. So if you want to do that, text your number to 502-599-9722. I will call you back. We'll have a conversation. Then you'll text support at MagnaWavePMF.com or email support at MagnaWavePMF.com, and you'll be entered to receive a chance to get the gift bag. Everyone who does this will receive some form of gear from MagnaWave for participating, but one caller or one discussion person will receive the full bag. So there you have it. Let's put this over here. Sounds like fun. That applies, I believe that works for the folks that want to call in on CastBox as well to talk with us. So here we go. If you have any questions, send me your text and I will call you back and we'll have a conversation. In the meantime, we did have a question. Has anyone had any experience treating uveitis in horses? Well, uveitis is an inflammation of the eye, and it's people have it, animals have it, the whole nine yards of the layers of the eye, and it's inflammation. So a couple of things that I would think about you might want to do there with the vet's approval, certainly. HydroWave is super oxygenated water. That is a topical spray that we can have for you, and you can spray the eye, and that may be very beneficial. But certainly to treat the eye, because we want to get good blood flow, we want good circulation in the eye, and maybe potentially reduce inflammation and help the medications that might be used or to help that process along towards healing. So again, MagnaWave is an inflammation reduction device. So if you're applying it to that type of area, certainly if you're doing the eye, it's going to be a lower setting. You don't want to have it to where it's really pulsing the area, but you do want to get the pulsed signal into the area of the eye where you're having issues and treat it accordingly. So a great question. And interesting, I needed to do a little research there, but that's the situation. It's uveitis. It is, let me just tell you one more time, it's a form of eye inflammation. It affects the middle layer of tissue in the eye wall, and in the uvea is called. And so certainly if inflammation reduction can be beneficial to a situation that you're treating or dealing with, you certainly want to to take that in mind. And certainly, as we always say, make sure you clear what you're doing with the veterinarian or the doctor who is over the situation, whatever it may be. All right. Any other questions? Simply give me a shout, put them in the chat box, and I'd be happy to take care of them. Let me look over here and see. Just received my new supply of news and views. Such a great handout. Maureen, thank you. And we are going to update that. We're finishing up our last bit of inventory on the news and views. So there will be a new edition coming out shortly. But you're absolutely right. It's a great. I got it. Let me pull it out here. It's for those of you who are not familiar with it, the news and views is like a newspaper, and it covers an in-depth look at PEMF, articles by Dr. Marty. Let's see here. Several people. Dr. Dreesen's got an article in here. Just good information about it. So it's just perfect to leave behind. Put your sticker on it as you're working. Maybe you're working a trade fair or you're at a horse show or whatever it may be. If you're a doctor and you're at some form of business event, it's a great leave behind, not expensive at all, that you can use to promote your business and to let people be aware of what it is that you're doing. All right, let's see. My main issue, uveitis, from John Stevens. Okay, let's see. Any other questions? Taking a look here. Don't see anything there. Let me come over. Oh. There, everything looks good. Anything else? Nope, no other questions at this point. Let's see if anyone has chimed in to have a phone call with me. Nope. We got this bag of good stuff here now. All you got to do is text me your number to 502-599-9722, and then we can have a conversation. As I always say, I love to have conversations because, like the question on the uveitis, the inflammation of the eye, There may be additional points that someone wants to discuss or can go over with. Well, when we're talking, we can do that. When I answer the question, you get what's on my mind at that point to answer the question. And sometimes maybe I don't go as deep as you'd like me to go or to discuss it maybe in a different realm or whatever that may be. So certainly always like speaking with folks. Let me take a quick look here. All right. Is News of Views available in a digital format? Ooh, great question. It's not. But you know, that might be something to like a magazine format or something. Chris is sitting right here. And so he's shaking his head that maybe that'd be something we could explore to do that. That way you could send somebody a link and get the whole bit of the News and Views in a newspaper kind of look. That's kind of cool. John, appreciate you asking that question. And Chris is making notes. And so we'll head down that road and see where we can get with that. Any other questions? Simply put it in the CastBox app, Facebook page, YouTube, or send me a text to 502-599-9722, and I will call you back, and we can have a discussion about whatever it is you might like to discuss. Light action this morning. I thought we might have a little more. Are enlarged lymph nodes commonly present with uveitis? I don't know. We need to research that a little bit, but certainly we're talking about circulation issues and various things that cause this problem. So could that be related to a lymph node? I don't know. We'd have to consult with the docs accordingly. So I get a note from someone. They were working with a young man over the weekend with back pain, numbness in his hand, neck issues. He didn't take care of himself when he was younger, and now he's suffering the consequences, injuries and drugs. And so basically they treated him for 45 minutes or so to try to get things worked out. He was feeling a little lightheaded and they were thinking it was kind of a withdrawal type situation. Well, certainly when you're working with someone that's had a lot of issues and maybe some potential withdrawal type of situations, and you're improving the blood flow and the circulation and what's going on, there's a lot at work and the body may need to adjust to what you're doing. So can that be, as you're detoxifying, can someone feel a little lightheaded once in a while? I suppose that's a possibility, and certainly people have talked about it. And so our question was, should they continue? Well, of course. And one of the things they did I did notice is they work for about 45 minutes or so on the full body. And in an initial treatment, that could be a little long. Maybe the first time you're treating someone that's in that type of situation with a lot of stuff going on physically and internally that you want to sneak up on it. So you might treat for 10, 15 minutes the first time. Leave them not uncomfortable at all, and then come back and address it again later in the day or the next day or a couple of days out. And as they become more acclimated and more used to what's taking place, then you can increase that time. So if anything, I would question about the note that Cammy sent would be the length of time for the first treatment. I mean, we all want it to work right now, but you have to remember that there's a lot of stuff going on in this type of situation, injuries, drugs, and so forth. So tapping a slow bell, as my father used to say, would be a way to approach that. A little lower, a little slower, not as long first time out. So I'll be interested to see, Cammy, how that progresses as you're moving along with these treatments. Any questions? Lymph nodes. Oh, here we go. John Stevens tells us in if infectious uveitis, lymph nodes can swell with autoimmune type situations. John, thanks for sharing that with us. We appreciate it. And so, as he's pointed out, and that's an issue that he has dealt with, and maybe with some of his clients, has a little insight for us to share. It's a situation when you're dealing with these kind of things to always document what you're doing, check with the docs, and Cammy writes just a note. It took. I think she's going to write some more information there to give us. Karen writes, her husband, Karen Ainsworth, writes that her husband, who's been dealing with Parkinson's, we have a video about her testimonial and his work from MagnaCon, and she just informed us that the doctor took away another medication for Harry. That's the fourth one since they started the MagnaWave sessions. So what they've been doing with Harry is that they've been continually treating him, and the doctor's been taking him off some of his medication, and he's been able to help his symptoms and to feel better and to be able to work more and the whole nine yards. So they're pretty excited about that. And we're always interested to share that type of information as people are going on. Sandra Snell shared with us this morning a situation where she had a horse that they came in and the hoof was stuck in the wall of the stall, and really inflamed, really looks bad. And the veterinarian, or she was told by some, that they should put the horse down, euthanasia, and or get it, take it somewhere and have it treated. Well, the trip was too long. The horse couldn't trailer for an hour and a half. So Dr. Snell went out and treated the horse. And she wrote that instead of putting it down, they were in the field for almost 24 hours working on this horse, such dedication. And they MagnaWaved three times for 60 minutes and one time for 30. She improved each time with these sessions. Massive improvements, walking better today, close to normal. So here's a situation that just inflammation reduction, good blood flow can do a lot of things with the well-being of the animal or the person or the little four-legged friends that we have in our pets to deal and have better health. Okay, we got someone here who we do have a call here. Let me call them up and see what we got. Okay, here we go. Question regarding founder cases.
Hello.
Hi, this is Pat.
Hi. So I've been treating three different founder cases.
Uh-huh.
And one of them, and with the protocol that you have listed with a full body once a week and three times a week just doing the feet with the paddle.
Okay.
And one horse has come up with a couple different abscesses, one on each foot. And I'm thinking that's good because with the MagnaWave, the abscess that's popping is black, gross pus. And I'm just wondering, is that all the toxins that are coming through?
Well, I mean, certainly there is stuff in that abscess, whether it's toxins or just infected fluids or just fluids from the body. So certainly that could potentially be the case. A veterinarian would be a better person to ask that question. However, if you're helping relieving that stress in the feet with the treatments and it's coming out, it would certainly, obviously, toxins would be part of it in the broad sense of the word. Yes.
Okay. He's so painful before the abscess pops. And I guess that, you know, I've been following that protocol.
Correct.
For all the horses. And he's the only one that's popping the abscesses.
Okay.
I'm continuing. And we're 8 weeks into this now.
Oh, my. Yeah. And it takes time. How many times a week are you treating?
Three times a week on the feet, 10 minutes each foot.
Uh-huh.
And then one time for a full body of 20 minutes.
Okay.
With the large wings.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. I see what you're doing. Yeah, you're using the wave wings to treat the full body to get the good oxygenation from that perspective. And, well, you know, how are the horses doing in general? Are they showing improvement?
Well, this one with the abscess goes off and on. So that's why when he's got the abscess about to pop, he's miserable and he's down probably about 20 hours a day. And
oh, my.
As soon as it pops, he's back up. And then I continue. You know, I have not but up on the protocol. The other horse that I'm doing was supposed to be put down, and we find out tomorrow, but he is walking around his stall like nothing ever happened to him.
There you go. I mean, that's what you want. And then again, I guess you're going to hear tomorrow for the vet how he's doing. But if he's up and walking like he's nothing going on, that's a good sign. And it'll be very interesting. Let us know what the vet has to say and how things go. In the abscess situation, what's causing those abscesses? And you continue to clear that area, that certainly would be beneficial to the health of the horse. Really appreciate you sharing that. Anything else I can help you with?
That's it. I appreciate it, Pat.
Okay. Hey, send an email to support at MagnaWave PMF, and you'll be entered to receive the bag. If you're the only caller, how that's going to work out. You win. So thank you so much for talking with me, and let us know how things go.
All right. Thank you, Pat. Have a great one.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Great question, and dealing with founder type situations where you just want good overall health to the area. Now, you know, that's someone asked a question a little while ago about diabetic ulcers on the feet. And a person is experiencing that, and they've begun to treat, and they want to, if anyone has dealt with that. Well, certainly diabetic ulcers, neuropathy, all these types of things that are a result or a symptom of diabetes and diabetic problems can be enhanced, can be helped by improving the oxygenation, improving the blood flow to the area, help those ulcers heal. MagnaWave is very beneficial for aiding in the healing of open wounds, again, just by assisting the blood flow and the oxygenation to the area. So that would not be precluded in the case of treating a diabetic ulcer of the foot. It's a more serious situation because it's a result of the diabetes. So you got to make sure that the medications are in place, the diet is in place, all the things that can contribute to that are in place. And then if you simply help energize the body to better heal, then that can be beneficial in the case of diabetic ulcers. So it's always a good question, and we always like to consider that. And I've said this a million times, and I apologize if I'm being a bit redundant, but if oxygen, good oxygenated blood and good blood flow can be beneficial to what you're dealing with, then you have a good situation. And that's what this magnetic massage does, is it enhances that aspect of the body, allowing the body to take care of what it needs to do. Okay, let's see. Shout out to Karen and Harry. So happy for them. MagnaWave is a life changer for so many. Thanks for the comment. Felicia sent you a text. Okay, Felicia, we just talked about the founder cases. I've been pre-treating my dad's knee prior to a knee replacement surgery. Post-op, how many times a week would be good for treatment? Well, certainly, as as much as possible. I mean, do you have to do it every day, twice a day? No. But if you can do it, if it's convenient to do it, you could certainly do it every day for 15 or 20 minutes to work the area, work the upper back, work the leg to get good blood flow around the area, and to work the area of the replacement to keep pain at bay and inflammation reduced would be something that you'd want to do. So I would say you could do it as much as possible. I would do it certainly daily for the first week if you can, and then as necessary to help keep things moving along. But that would be my initial recommendation for treatment. Nancy, good morning. Thank you for being with us. Let's see, any other questions that I'm missing here? Let me check a quick look.
What about HydroWave and benefits and side effects?
HydroWave benefits and side effects. Okay, HydroWave, let me kind of talk about what it is. It's a manner. It came from during World War II. It was developed. It was being used, hopefully be used as a anecdote for chemical warfare and things like that, because you can put it in the body and it goes into the bloodstream and helps kill bacteria and things that are going on. Some folks brought it back to the United States, and they were originally going to use it for helping purify ponds and pools and that type of thing. They didn't really get that worked out. And the son of one of these people that brought it back began to process it and utilize it for where people could drink it or take it in and to help their body and their health. And so what happens is they put some minute, less than one part per million, so they're not considered heavy metals, of silver into the water, and then they'll put it through a process. And what happens is the oxygen that's in the water binds to the silver molecule. So when you mix it with water and consume it, it actually can have the ability to move into the bloodstream. And at that point, have the oxygen in there. And it, what happens is what they've talked about is it moves through the body, comes up on bacteria, comes apart, attacks the bacteria, kills it hopefully, and then comes back together until it's passed from the body. So people take this regularly. That's the basis of what the HydroWave does and how it is utilized. People quite often will take 4 ounces and mix it into a gallon of water, purified water, basically, or good clean tap water at least, and into a gallon, and then they'll consume 4 ounces of that twice a day. That's the standard dosage. If someone has something going on, they may double or triple that, or do an ounce or so a day in a short little shot, if you will, or in a short glass of water to kind of boost the amount that's in the bloodstream and what's going on. Side effects, I've really not had anybody. It's just water. Silver is a antibiotic type of material that does help fight infection, does help fight bacteria, has often been used as a topical in burn patients to help the healing and help the process along. A lot of people take colloidal silver that is considered a heavy metal that can leach to the body as a medicinal for whatever their situation may be. With this, it's nano-sized particles of silver, so it is not considered a heavy metal. And is basically just highlighting the oxygen in the bloodstream to better do its job in the terms of fighting negative ions. It takes a negative charge, so it fights the negative bacteria that's in the body to improve health. Side effects, again, I've not noticed any particular side effects. I've been using HydroWave daily for, I don't know, 5 years now, maybe 5 or 6 years. I met the gentleman that makes it, and we started talking about it and using it again for wounds, for as a medicinal. When I had my prostate scare and had to have biopsies and all that stuff, I was using the machine every day. I was consuming HydroWave every day, and everything worked out fine. 3 years later now, everything has been clear. I go for a checkup every 6 months with my doc for that. There's a history of prostate cancer and prostate issues in my family, so we monitor it closely, and I've been very fortunate not to have some of the issues that some of my family members have had, and I attribute some of that to the HydroWave. And again, I take it every day, just for general health and medicinal purposes. So I really don't know of any side effects, not experienced any side effects with HydroWave. A lot of people find it very beneficial as a supplement to potentially help their health and wellness. Okay, let's see. Oh, here we go. Let me come back to this one. Let me check CastBox here real quick. Everything's quiet there. Let me come over here. Just a note with the young, Cammy writes with the young man. It took 45 minutes to do 20 minutes of treatment with the large loop. Though the time I was running the machine, more information was given as to how poorly he had taken care of himself. I have not been able to touch base with him or his family. The chills, shakes, and lightheadedness were very concerning and alarming. Again, if someone's got a lot of issues like that, you want to be very careful what you're doing with regard to their withdrawal or their detoxification and how things may go. That's a great share. And again, I'll go back, Cammy, to what we were talking about. You want to make sure that you are cautious. I don't think you did anything wrong, but you just need to understand, or we all need to understand, when we're dealing with people in that type of situation. And we've had that. There are clinics that are using this device for opioid type of situations to relieve pain, to help people feel better when they're going through withdrawal, when they're dealing with the pains that they have. So a proper way or a good way of applying it is low, slow, and with caution, and then build it up as people are becoming more healthy and used to the application of the equipment and the therapy. So they were committed to coming back. So we'll see how things shake out and how they do. Cammy, keep us informed as to what's happening. All right, let's see. What is the best time to give a horse a treatment before the horse competes in a barrel race? Well, Jan, that's a great question, and I'll answer it in a couple of ways. Every horse is different, and I would say, as a rule, you could hardly go wrong treating that horse 6 to 8 hours out from the competition. Now, and I learned this the hard way when I first got involved with racehorses. A gentleman came to me and said, come treat my horse this morning. He's running this afternoon at 2 o'clock. And I was treating like at 11 o'clock. And the horse went to the track, didn't much care that it was going to the track. I took a little bit edge off the horse, so it was relaxed. And it just didn't have the edge that they wanted. Now, and one of my first clients as I began to travel was a young lady in St. Louis who had a jumping horse, and she wanted it treated, same kind of scenario. I treated it like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. She went to the ring at 3 or 4 o'clock that afternoon, and the horse didn't care if it went to the ring at all. It just took the edge off again. The next day, that horse jumped like a champion, and she loved the result that she got. So again, every horse is different. Some of them perform better if they're treated the day before the event. Some perform just fine if they're treated a few hours before the event. You always want to experiment with that. So what we did on the racetrack is that we would treat a horse before they would breeze. A breeze is when the horses go to the track in pre-race or in race kind of conditions and basically race with another horse in those types of conditions to see how they'll do in the race. So we would treat just before a breeze, and if the horse went out and was a little soft, then we would know, let's treat it further out. Let's treat it the day before the breeze or the day before the race. And we learned that each horse is different. I've treated jumping horses under saddle, getting ready to go to the ring, and we're treating the feet or we're treating the shoulders. So when they get there, they have better range of motion and that whole type of situation with what's going on with these particular animals. So just to answer your question, experiment in some trials, basically, before you go to the ring, but each horse is different, and it may require the day before or at least more hours before. It's very tough, as I said at the beginning, very difficult to go wrong 6, 8, 10 hours before an event. That's a pretty good time frame that you can operate with relatively safely, or not unsafely, but relatively consistently, that you'll get the result that you're looking for with regard to the performance of the animal. People are the same way. I mean, some athletes like to treat day of game. Others like to be treated right up to maybe the day before, and then they're ready to go. And then, of course, you want to think about the recovery situation. You want to treat after the event to help the animal or the person recover and deal with what they have so they can recover more rapidly and be prepared for the next event, whether it's a game or a horse event or a dog event with agility or whatever it may be. So those are the situations. Everybody's different. You got to experiment and find out what's best for this particular situation that you're dealing with. Can a mat be used with the Semi 5? Yes, we have mats that work with the Semi 5 with the single twist plug, but most certainly you can use a mat with the Semi 5, large wave wings, large loop, butterfly loop, paddle, whatever you're looking to have with those particular devices, they can be used. Jamie, good morning. Thank you for being with us this morning. Let me check over here. Great questions so far. Things are kind of picking up with regard to the questions. Hazel Reed's coming. Oh, Hazel Reed, let's give this a shot and see how this works with a phone call through CastBox. Let's bring it over. Good morning, Hazel. Are you with
Hi,
me?
I just have a quick question. When working on a person, how regularly, how often should we change attachments? Like change it out, like so their body doesn't get used to it.
Oh, okay. I would say, Hazel, great question. And just to clarify that, folks, for those of you who are watching or listening, is that the body responds more favorably when you change the intensity, the direction of application, and potentially the attachments you're using, so the body does not become used to and slough off what we're trying to do. I would say in this type situation that Hazel, that maybe if you were using, if it was best for the horse to use the large loop, let's say, it just, you got more distance out of the large loop and you're treating three times a week, one of those treatments, I would switch it up and do something different, at least for part of the treatment. And okay. And that way you're just not getting a situation like that. It takes some time. I mean, I would say that if you put it on a horse, let's say you're treating the sacral area of the horse, you put the large loop on it, and you turn the machine to this setting, and you do it that way every time for a couple of weeks, let's say, the horse could become a little used to it.
Okay.
So you want to just make sure you don't have to switch it up every treatment, but you do want to make sure that you do switch it up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Because we're treating a horse with a tendon issue and we're using the butterfly, and I didn't know if we should change it out once in a while to the large loop and just hot dog it or.
Well, I would do that because let's talk about that for just a second. If you're using the butterfly, and let's just assume that this is the tendon area here, the butterfly would go over the tendon and treat it from both sides.
Right.
What you may do is then take the large loop and wrap it and make contact on the back. So now you're treating up and down the tendon.
Okay.
So that's a great way to approach it. One day treat up and down, next day treat back and forth from it, and maybe spin that butterfly around to where you're treating front and back through the leg and the tendon. And
yeah, that's what we've been doing. So
yeah, that's perfect. You're right on, and the tissue likes what's happening when it gets it from, it's kind of like a massage. When someone's massaging your shoulder, you'll move your shoulder to get better depth with their thumbs or better depth with their hand. Or they'll use the ball of the hand to do part of it, and then they'll massage part of it. That's all we're doing when we massage somebody, is we're changing the intensity, we're changing how we're approaching the body, and we do the same thing with this device and with the attachments.
Okay, sounds great.
Hazel, send an email to support@magnawavepemf.com, and we'll put you in the drawing for the gift bag. Thank you so much for participating, and this worked out great. Thanks a lot.
It did. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, there you go. So Hazel contacted us through CastBox, the radio app, the radio station app that we're using, and that's pretty cool. We're glad. We appreciate her chiming in and joining us. Let's see if anybody's over here on the Nope, nobody else. If you want to text in, 502-599-9722, I'd be happy to call you back and have a conversation. Or if you're listening on CastBox and you'd like to talk with me, come on in and we'll have a conversation. Let's see. Any other questions, Chris, that you see? Let me take a look here on Restream. Oh, Don, yeah. My horse had choked yesterday. Vet was here. I did wings and three spots for the whole body. Anywhere else I should go from the bottom of the barrel up or just stick to what I'm doing? Doing the wave wings on three parts of the body. You could make sure that when you do the barrel that you come underneath in the girth area and come up. So you could put the wings either have someone help you and hold them and come from the lower area to where the wings are coming up this way, or you could put the wings together and kind of hold them under the barrel and come up and around from both sides. Your routine that you're following sounds perfect, but you could go a little farther if you decided to do that, or you could take the large loop and work the barrel area, work underneath and work it up and around as you're doing that. Both of them would be beneficial to what you're trying to do. Thanks for asking, Dawn, and we'll hope that helps. And let us know as we go down the road, if you will. Any other questions here? Let me have a quick look. Everything looks quiet. Enjoy the availabilities for you to be able to have various opportunities to ask us questions and to participate with us. If we have some more, I'd be happy to stick around. We got one.
I've got one.
You've got one.
Just from a conversation I was having the other day.
Okay. This is Tony, our videographer, is asking a question from a conversation he had the other day.
If you're treating a horse that doesn't have a clear issue that's wrong with it that, you know, needs to be worked, how do you kind of divide up the time that you treat the horse, if you were going to try to do like maybe a full body treatment?
Great question. And certainly when we first started, when I would go work on horses or work on the people, we really didn't know what their situation was. They would say, well, he's off or he's doing this. Sometimes they would tell me, yes, he's got sacral pain or he's got hip pain or he's got leg pain, whatever it may be. But quite often they just, let's work the horse. Well, you know, when we work the horse, areas of sensitivity show up. We see muscle movements in those areas. But as a rule of thumb, if you're going to do a full body treatment, when I would do it in the beginning, I would use the large loop on the animal or the butterfly on the animal, and I would be about 10 minutes per side. So that would be 5 or 6 minutes on the neck and the front part of the body, another 5 minutes or so on the top line and the hips of the body. I would not go to the legs unless they told me, and I would always ask, any foot issues, any knee issues, anything like that. If they said yes, I would go to those areas. If they said no, I would treat the upper body, because as you know, the improved blood flow and the improved oxygenation from that treatment is going to go to the legs and help nourish with the energy, the legs and the feet anyway. So unless there's a specific thing. So Tony, I would say again that a good 10 minutes per side, if you're doing a full body treatment, if there are issues, they will show up. You'll see palpitation where there's an issue. And for those of you who may be new to this, what happens is the signal goes into the body, it makes the cell wall more permeable, stirs up the molecules, and that comes back as a reverberation. With an MRI, it's a constant signal. It goes into the area, stimulates the molecules, and then they read that as a picture on the screen. So where we have inflammation or sensitivity in an area, it comes back and it's visible as a reverberation showing or a muscle movement showing some sensitivity in that area. And we just help try to relieve and help the health of that area by improving oxygenation and blood flow. Great question, Tony. Thank you very much. Let's see, any other questions? Put them in there. I'd be happy to answer them. Let me check CastBox again. Okay. Don't see any other questions popping up. I'll give you another minute or so here. If you have one, please let me know, and I'd be happy to answer it. I don't want to belabor your day if you're kind enough to be watching or listening to us, but we do want to answer whatever questions you may have. We have two folks who are in line to receive the gift bag, so we appreciate them calling in, as Hazel did, or sending me a text so I can call back on the landline or on the cell line here. So we'll be doing this each week. So each week, someone who talks with us or calls will be entered in to receive the gift bag. And everybody who calls in or participates with us will receive a piece of MagnaWave gear. One more check of the questions here. Here we go. What's the protocol for a hip replacement? And then there's another one that just came up. Well, a hip replacement is much like a knee replacement or much like anything else that's going on with the body. Once the procedure is completed and they're happy that there is no bleeding and the docs are content, hip replacements, because of the mass that we're dealing with, we've experienced some people that have had a lot of bleeding and a lot of problems with those types of things. So we want to make sure that all that's in check and where everybody's satisfied with that. And the doctor certainly feels that we're in a healing momentum or a healing type of situation. Then you can come in. And again, I would treat as often as possible. You could do each day for 10 or 15 minutes on the overall hip area. You might approach it with the leg inside the large loop. You might have, if you got the wings, kind of sit on one wing and have the other wing draping across the body and the hip area, and certainly treat for comfort. But it would be the best guideline there would be to help relieve the pain and treat as often as necessary. As we say, treat as long as function continues to improve. So if the pain is improving and they're having better mobility and things are going the way the doc wants things to go, then keep it up. And once you hit that plateau that everything's kind of standardized at this point, now we're going to need some continual therapy perhaps, or just exercise, then you can come back and maybe treat once a week or twice a week, whatever the situation may be. Hope that helps. Great question, Silky, and I appreciate that. Hello from Germany. Well, okay, that's the name. Well, hello from Germany. Thank you for your time. That's great. I always learn something new in your office hours. Well, thank you very much for sharing that. Well, we always enjoy it as well. Sometimes I feel like, oh my gosh, I've said this 10 million times over the last 19 years or 18 years. But sometimes I say it differently. Sometimes someone hears it differently this time. Sometimes they haven't heard it before. So I really appreciate that and I enjoy it. Because it does. It brings me great satisfaction to help people feel better and to improve their lives of themselves, their four-legged friends and pets, and as far as overall wellness is concerned. Let me have a quick look here. I think we may have another message. We do. All right. I spoke with, I got two here. What happened to my last one? Let's try this one. Karen is calling. All right. Let's see what Karen's got for us this morning. Ring-a-ding-ding. One ring-a-ding, two
ring-a-ding. Hello?
Karen, Pat Ziemer here.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good. I like that. What can I do for you?
I saw the text and the number, and I just thought that was the chance for that gift bag.
Oh no! You've called in. You want to send an email to support at MagnaWave PMF, and we'll enter you into the drawing for the gift bag.
Oh great! Thank you so much.
Any questions that I can answer for you?
You know, actually, this past weekend, I was working on a board with uveitis.
Right.
And the lymph nodes under his jaw were huge. I had never seen anything like it. As a matter of fact, they stuck out to me more than the eyes did.
Uh-huh.
I did the whole body, mm-hmm. and then I worked around his head, and then I used the paddle on the lymph nodes and such. Is there any...
You're right on.
Okay.
You know, the best application is to treat the areas of indication or that you're concerned about to help the blood flow to the areas. And you're spot on with how you're doing it. And you know, if you go into the practitioner page and ask that question, the experience that's in there, the 1,000+ people that are there can give you potentially some insight that I can't think of, but certainly to do just what you did, the overall body treatment, use the paddle on the areas of inflammation and around the eye is certainly a good tactic.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, send your email.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good question, uveitis. Let's see here. And then we have another one. Let me dial this one up. Ashley has a question. Here Here we go. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Hello, it's Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Pat Ziemer here with MagnaWave.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Better today.
Good, good. You have a question I can help you with?
So in my message to you, I had explained how I guess I overexposed myself or something, and I was experiencing those flu-like symptoms you had mentioned in one of your past office hours.
Uh-huh. Well,
and so I'm just trying to figure out. Go ahead.
No, I was just, you know, we in our bodies, you know, if someone is a little fatigued and you calm mm-hmm. them a little more, they can have that. The potentiality of detox to the point that you have flu-like symptoms, you want to make sure certainly that you're properly hydrated yourself as you're spending your day and working around the animals or around the people that you're dealing with. And a lot of people, for example, they'll drink a tea, for example, that is a detoxing tea or a detoxing drink that aids in the body detoxification. Then if you come back and treat yourself at the same time and enhance that detoxification, you could put yourself in a situation to where you feel a little flu-like more rapidly than somebody that wasn't paying, you know, wasn't doing that. You know what I'm saying?
And sure. So,
go ahead.
Well, I felt like, I had done my normal, like everything I normally do mm-hmm. and, that dog sat next to me and I could feel it. I could feel the pulsing against me, but not anything that was uncomfortable, but it was kind of against my kidneys. So I'm like, well, maybe that
absolutely
too much.
Well, and you know, again, depending on your current state of well-being, you could have sped something along a little bit to in your detoxification process or did that. And so when we treat ourselves, when we treat, typically we have the coil away from us or we're standing next to where we're treating an animal or whatever it is. So we're not really getting the full energy that's being released. And so it's just, but if you're laying next to the dog and you're treating through the dog and you're feeling it, you're treating yourself. And if you're mm-hmm. if you're prone to something at that point from the detox standpoint, then you could certainly have that type of reaction at that time. So you always want to make sure that you're in a, not that it's dangerous. I'm just saying we're all different and we all react to it differently as we go.
Correct. Yes. And I now after going through that, I'm a little more prepared for the next treatments and keep getting the right micronutrients that my body needs for that
perfect
process if it and water. So.
Perfect. Perfect. That's what you need to do. Make sure you've got good hydration, electrolytes, your vitamin situation is good. You know, everything you're doing, then you're better off to for everything you're doing.
Uh-oh, I think I lost you.
No, I'm here. Anything else? Oops. But we're breaking up.
Hello.
Yep, we're breaking up. Well, I appreciate it. Great question. Send your name and to support at MagnaWave PMF, and we'll get you on the drawing for the bag. Oh, we're losing her. So, yep, she's gone. All right. Well, thank you. Great call. Great question. What's the protocol for treating PSSM? Let me do a little look here. Muscles of the horse with PSSM are unable to properly store glucose, causing muscular problems. So that's a situation where there could be some medication that the doctors want to use or supplements that can go to help that situation improve. Again, what we want to do is improve the overall cellular health of the body so the body can deal with this type of situation. You don't want to, it's kind of like we were talking on the last call, it's very important that the cells are healthy. If this, I was with a doctor last night and we had this conversation. It, basically, what we're doing is we're making the cells of the body better oxygenated, they're happy, they're better able to do their job to enforce where they need to be used throughout the body to for health and wellness. So the protocol would be to treat, let me make sure I got the question right here, overall body treatment, because you want to work on the body's overall health so it can better deal with that type of situation and maybe enhance the supplementation that you're using or the doctor is prescribing, whatever it may be, to enhance that effect on the body to get to the well state that you're looking for. Great question. Hello, Lisa. Thanks for being with us. Treated a stallion for the first time after him being very lame in his right shoulder for a month. The first treatment was a complete success. The lameness came back, so treated again and didn't have as much success. Treated again, scheduled to treat again tomorrow. And many times you'll get into a situation to where you treat a situation like that. They feel better. They respond better. All of a sudden, maybe they do a little more and it kind of starts coming back. And then you treat and then they got to get a little more balanced in what is happening. So it's a situation that in many cases, one or two treatments are not going to be the end of what's going on. So continuation is the key. You also want to have in mind as to where it's at in the shoulder and kind of work the body to see if there's not something else influencing that area. And because what happens is your body basically recognizes one primary pain at a time. So if you treat the shoulder and you get that taken care of, perhaps the hip starts showing up tomorrow. And now you start walking funny. And now the shoulder's back hurting again and you haven't really done the hip yet. We had that with jockeys. I would treat their upper back and shoulders and they'd say, boy, that feels better. They'd come back the next day. Oh, my low back is killing me. Well, it was killing them the whole time. The shoulders were just bothering them more. So you need to kind of work the body, chase the pain, if you will, chase what's going on, the soreness, not the soreness, the sensitivity, chase what's going on and help the overall situation with that. But keep us abreast of what's going on and certainly continue the process. The question is this normal? Well, as I just saying, it can be. You can treat an area. I've had horses that when I was doing horses pretty much exclusively, I would treat a horse two or three times. All of a sudden, they go out to the ring on Saturday morning. They come back. What'd you do to this horse? I mean, he was so fresh. And I would look at him and say, well, the horse felt good. When you feel good, you do more. And so we've often had that. You treat the animal, they're feeling a lot better. You need to kind of balance what you're doing because they're all of a sudden going to want to run. They're going to want to do something. And yet maybe they're not totally ready to make that move. And so same thing with a person. If I got a sore back after working in the yard and I want to treat myself, I need to relax a little bit before I go right back out and do it again, because then the sore back will return. So can that be normal in that type of situation? Yes. Again, kind of work the overall body and make sure that there's not some areas of referral or there's not some areas that are now showing up because you did relieve something in the shoulder to begin with. Great question. Lisa, thank you for asking. I appreciate your participating. Let me take a quick look over here to the cast box. Everything seems to be quiet on the cast box this morning. Anything else on Facebook? Let's see if no one else has texted. Well, we've had several people that are in line now to win the gift bag of thermos bottle, t-shirts, hoodie, MagnaWave News and Views. We're going to do this each week. Someone will be eligible to win the gift bag. Everyone who calls and talks with us will certainly receive some type of MagnaWave gear as a reward for their participating, or as their thanks, as a thank you for the participation. All right. It looks like Lisa writes back, he was pretty agitated during the whole session. Pretty agitated during the whole session. That can happen the first time they're doing something and they got a lot of stuff going on, so they really can't tell what's happening with their situation. So you just need to be patient, take your time, couple subsequent sessions and see how things perform. I will say that when you do an animal or a person even, and you treat them today and tomorrow it's no better, and you treat them again and the next day it's no better and you treat them again, that's an indication that there's something going on more than what the energy we're trying to put into the body, more severe than the blood, than the what the oxygenated blood and the blood flow can do. So that's, to me, I would treat a horse two or three times, and if it didn't get any better, it was certainly, hey, you need to go talk to your veterinarian. There's something going on here that this just a minor mechanical magnetic massage stimulation is not helping. And so you can have that type of situation. There could be something anatomical going on, whether it's in the feet, legs, body, wherever it may be, that's aggravating the whole situation. Kentucky State Fair is going on right now. If you wear the wrong shoes to the fair and you're not comfortable, your body and neck and shoulders will be bothering you by the end of the day, and it's coming from your shoes, not from your shoulder. It moved up your body in that situation. So that's what you always need to keep in mind. Do you ever use a calmness supplement before treatment? You know, you can. I mean, if you have a horse that is, if you got a, for example, and we're talking horse here, and person could be the same way or a small animal. But let's say some horses, you get the trimmers out and the horses are not happy. They're agitated. They're moving. They're not going to let you trim them. And sometimes they'll twitch. Sometimes they'll use a calming supplement, something like that, tryptophan, whatever it may be, to calm the animal down. Certainly, if necessary, you could certainly do that. What I used to do when I'd get situations like that I'm treating the horse, I would treat the legs. I would treat the front legs first because it's very calming to them, and it would kind of calm the horse down just by treating the legs. Then they would more easily allow me to do the rest of the treatment. So that's certainly there. You want, or treat the pole. Maybe they're just jittery and they got a lot going on. Calm them down. Treat the pole. Treat the upper neck, the atlas area. They'll calm down. The Oshiro's principle, where you start at the top in the pole area and work the whole top line down calmly and casually to the back of the horse, is very calming and may then allow you to proceed more comfortably with the treatments that you're providing. Great question. It allowed me to kind of go off there a little bit and approach that. Let's see. Hello, Kathy. Thanks for asking. Advice on arthritic hocks. I have the Simi machine. Well, certainly when you're dealing, we got another. Oh, my goodness. Did we get another call? Anyway, let's come back to your arthritic hocks with the Simi. I would certainly use the butterfly, put it on the hock. From the front and from the back of the hock, and certainly the aspirin point on the top there of the hock, that area. And I would treat it probably 10, maybe 10, 15 minutes with the butterfly, as high as the horse will allow you. With the Simi machine, you're probably going to be able to turn it up on high and just treat. And I would do that in an arthritic situation. What happens with arthritis is you have a buildup of calcium in the area. And so the nerves and everything that's around that calcium become irritated. We're not going to diminish the calcium. We're not going to have that, but we can help reduce the inflammation in the nerve and the tissue around that area of the hock, if you will, or the shoulder or the elbow, whatever it is you're dealing with. And so when you're dealing with the nerve, it's going to take some time to get the inflammation out of that nerve. It's not going to happen in the first treatment. So you got to know that it's going to take a continuum of treatments to help relieve that area of the hock. But I would be as consistent as you can. Certainly in that situation, I would try to do daily for 5, 7, 10 days, and then as often as necessary to maintain the improvements that's there. Don't know if they're using hyaluronic acid supplement. I always, when you're dealing with arthritic type of situations, I take a swig every day of my Lubricin hyaluronic acid. And it helps the synovial buildup in the joints in the area. So I would certainly think about something like that, then the MagnaWave to enhance that. If they're injecting the area of the bursa around the arthritis, you could, and to help relieve that stuff, that pain, you can enhance that that effect with using the MagnaWave on those areas. So that would be the way that I would approach it. with the semi machine, or you could use the large loop and wrap it around the whole hock and do it that way. So you can go up and down and then back and forth. Consistency is the key when you're dealing with arthritic type of situations. Consistent enough to maintain the results that you've achieved with the regularity of the treatments. Okay. Where'd it go? She has two questions. Danielle writes, good morning. I have the semi machine. Okay, Danielle, what are your questions? Put them in there. Let me make sure.